From CTF Productions and Serene Media, this is Two Girls, One Name. Now, there's a reason we call it that. My name is Serena.
Ew, she's lying. She's not telling the truth. She's confabulating. Actually, that means she doesn't know she's lying. But yes, she is false, fake, liar, fake news!
Okay, calm down, Serena Trump. Oh, God.
My name is Serena.
No, that would be my name.
You
that
just admitted be, yeah. My name is Serena.
But my name is Serena.
Draper the Diary Keeper.
Right.
Okay, fine. I'm DJ Saffron.
And I am the Radio Kid. Okay, that'd be so weird if the real Serena Draper were listening to this.
I should totally point her in the direction of Radio Serena, what was it, 17?
7.
7, fine.
Yeah. Oh my God. No. No. Oh Lord. So you are listening to us on WRAQLP Angelica, 92.7 Angelica Community Radio, WRAQ.org, and on clearingthestatic.blogspot.com. You're not listening to us on Global Community Radio Channel 2 and other affiliates because of some schmo named Jay. Yeah, so there you go.
So up first, we're going to play Christina by Rick Springfield. Two words.
My father!
Wrong parent!
My mother!
Loves Rick Springfield. And we said we were going to get Christina on the air. We can never really do that, so this is the best we're going to do. This is Christina by Rick Springfield.
All right, what are we doing after that?
After that is the Beverly Hillbillies theme.
Yes, because it reminds me of Christina and the way she talks. Because Christina, for those of you who have never heard Christina speak, she has this thick, thick, thick southern accent.
You're full of crap.
Yeah, okay. All right.
2G1N radio at gmail.com, 2 letter G, 1 letter N, RADIO at gmail.com. What's the rules about calls to action on the radio?
Since this is not a commercial or an announcement, go ahead.
Well, technically it is an announcement. Keep your eyes open. Next week we're doing a very special show. It was unintentional, but it is special. It's a Christian format.
Yes.
Of some of our favorite Christian memories.
Yes, absolutely. So stay tuned for that.
We just CTA'd twice.
Yes, we did. But we're fine. It's fine. Okay. So, yes.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello, Nikki. And hello, Lori. And whoever else. Yes.
Yeah. That being said, enjoy.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground came a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place he ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools and movie stars. Time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back now, yeah?
We are back.
Yes, we are. Yes, indeed.
And my name is Serena. 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 You know that's my real name. You know that's my real name. You know, because of my documents, they know that's my real name.
Oh, okay. Yes, but I am Serena. 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 I had documents first. Oh, I had documents first.
Don't even get my lawyers involved, because that's not... That is just the worst.
I know, right? Well, no, lawyers... Okay, lawyers are some of the worst people you ever deal with because they take their time. God.
Exactly. I know.
No offense to any lawyers listening. Speaking of which, can we say this? Certain people should not be listening.
And who are they?
Well, a talent agent.
And who else?
Mostly talent agents. Yeah.
But if you have a name that has certain criteria, you should not be listening.
Right.
And what is that criteria?
If your name rhymes with, Donna Andrina.
Andrea, you mean?
Yes.
There you go. You are listening to us on WRAQ. And clearing the static.blogspot.com. And look, Serena, everything the light touches is the internet.
Hey, but what's that shadowy place?
That's Global Community Radio. You must never go there.
Jay?
Okay, so up next we're playing Buddy Holly Ain't Got No Home. So, do me a favor. Sing the hook to Some Guys Have All the Luck, the Rod Stewart version.
Ooh.
Okay, now sing it the way that Clarence Frogman Henry sang it in Ain't Got No Home.
Ooh.
Now think like Buddy Holly and sing it the way you think he might sing it.
Ooh.
Really cringy, right? So that's why I'm playing this. I was all cringed out.
Oh, God. So what are we playing after Cringe Fest?
Tiny Tim with Tiptoe Through the Tulips. That sounds like a Cringe Fest.
Oh, God, yes, I forgot I put that in there. Yes, a Cringe Fest just for you. Oh, Lord. All right. Two girls, one day. Do we have time for a question?
Not now. 2G1NRadio@gmail.com. 2-letter G, 1-letter N, RADIO at gmail.com. If you can get the question quick, do it.
No, I can't.
Okay, fine. Enjoy.
Ooh, I ain't got no home.
My name is Serena. Oh, okay, so she said Sabrina, right? Like, I think I'm hearing
that. No, I said Serena with S-E-R-E-N-A, Serena.
Okay, Sabrina, you got it.
All right, Cora.
Shut it, Sabrina.
Shut it, Cora.
All right, this is Two Girls, One Name. You just listened to I Tiptoe Through the Tulips, nice cringe fest. Ain't Got No Home by Buddy Holly, which is another cringe fest. This is WRAQ.org, or 92.7 LP Angelica Community Radio, whichever one you're listening on. Because websites really don't have call letters and frequencies.
No, they don't.
You could also be listening on clearingthestatic.blogspot.com, but where you're not listening is a place run by Jake. So I'm going to let you handle this next one. It's my pick. I'm just going to let you handle it.
It's your pick. You're going to, well, since I don't remember what it is.
It's Johnny Paycheck.
Oh, it's Johnny Paycheck. Take this job and shove it. So this is Serena's pick because she is no longer working at her former employer. And I don't know if I can say what that is, but...
I've hated every second of it.
Hated every second of it. There you go. So to her former employer and her bosses...
Take this job and shove it.
There you go. There you go. We have to at least tell one of those supervisors not to burn the popcorn.
All right. So up next is Loverboy... with Working for the Weekend.
Working for the Weekend. So Y94 used to do the Take This Job and Shove It block at 5 o'clock. They'd play a variety of songs at 5 o'clock in the same order. And the last one in the order was this one, Loverboy, Working for the Weekend. Take This Job and Shove It, always a kickoff to my weekend until they took it away.
2G1NRadio@gmail.com, 2-letter G, 1-letter N, R-A-D-I-O at gmail.com. We have time for a question.
Good question. Which accent is the most pleasant for you to listen to?
Where's that coming from?
Christina, we put Christina on the air, Christina, southern accent.
Gotcha. That being said, enjoy!
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. Line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
We'll be right back. your lie and shove it. That's my name.
No, it is my name.
Okay, Angelica.
All right, Lena.
Alice.
Nora.
Sabrina.
What a horrible name. I can't believe that name actually exists, so what a horrible name.
Yeah, because it's yours, right? Like.
No!
Okay, Sabrina.
Oh my god, no.
Okay,
I thought that was.
Okay, Sabrina.
No, I thought that name was yours.
What do you mean? You can't do that.
Yes, I can. I just did, Regina.
Okay, Sabrina.
Ew, Cora.
Sabrina. Okay, fine. I'm DJ Saffron.
And I am the Radio Kid. And this is Two Girls, One Name.
And you're listening to us on WRAQ 92.7. You just heard Lover Boy with Working for the Weekend and then Johnny Paycheck, Take This Job and Shove It. Up next, we have the Easy Beats with Friday on My Mind. This used to be me with a lot of like cartoon marathons that I always looked forward to on Fridays.
Nice. All right, and what were we playing after that?
Your TGI Fridays theme.
Oh yes, the TGIF theme song. We used to watch the TGIF TV block with Step by Step and Family Matters, Steve Urkel, every Friday. Oh, the dinosaurs! Oh my God, that was such a great show. And that was kind of like, that was a Friday tradition for us for a very long time.
Yes. Now, that being said, this is Two Girls, One Name, 2G1N Radio at gmail.com, 2G1RADIO@gmail.com. Question, please.
Question, what accents do you enjoy listening to? Like, when people speak, like, what accents or dialects do you enjoy?
I enjoy the British accent.
Yeah, see, I enjoy that one. I enjoy the Japanese accent, surprisingly, like the East Asian accents. And sometimes, once in a while, I enjoy the Southern accent.
I also like the Australian one.
Yeah, that does sound kind of interesting, unless you're Chrissy.
Now, that being said, announcement for next week.
Yes, we have a special show next week. It's our Christian-themed radio show.
Unintentional. By the way, enjoy.
Yeah.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
Yeah! looks perfect. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Through the rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing gonna stop me.
Nothing gonna stop me.
My life, my dream, nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing gonna stop me.
And we're back. This is Two Girls, One Name. We usually only pose one question of the week, and that's good. Just for now, though, there's something that I want you all to think about. Because we were just talking about this off air. Do you believe it's good to be cruel to be kind? I don't like the idea that it's face value, but if you think that, you know, maybe there's another meaning to that or whatever, please let us know. 2g1nradio@gmail.com, 2g1nradio@gmail.com.
Yes, absolutely. Send us an email, send us your thoughts on that.
That being said, this is Two Girls, One Name. You're hearing it on WRAQ 92.7 LPFM Angelica Community Radio. You're also hearing us on clearingthestatic.blogspot.com, but you're not hearing us on that other place that's run by Dum Dum. So up next...
Get your butt gear, buddy.
So up next is the Moody Blues with Your Wildest Dreams. What's one phrase that often comes up in your wildest dreams, more than almost any other?
Once upon a time.
Hearing this song, I like the song very much, but it kind of just made me disillusioned I was from Once Upon a Time after it ended. It's just like, I don't know exactly what I saw in that show. I mean, it's a good show, but it just kind of lost its luster after a while. And it's kind of depressing if you think about it. It doesn't mean I'm going to abandon my Swan Queen fan fictions. There'll be more of those to come, but...
Yeah. Alright, what are we playing after?
We eventually decided on Mark Will's I Hate Chicago for you.
Oh, yes, that's right. We did. And you know what? I forgot the reason behind it.
Something about a show called Chicago something.
Oh, you were kind of Chicago Hope. Yes, thank you. Chicago Hope. That's right, because when I was a kid, I loved Chicago Hope. And then I went back to watch Chicago Hope recently on TLF, and I figured, what did I ever see in this dumb show? Like, it is so dumb. Oh my god.
Exactly. I mean, with Once Upon a Time, especially when you get to season 7, no offense.
Let's not even, oh god.
2g1nradio@gmail.com, 2g1nradio@gmail.com. Now, that being said, question?
What accent do you enjoy listening to? Like, what accent is pleasant for you to listen to when
enjoy.
Someone...
Enjoy.
morning sports page. I got coffee in my cup. A smile creeps across my face. The Braves have beat the Cubs. I hate Chicago. I'm changing planes in Dallas. I ain't going through O'Hare. It's $1,000 more, I know, but I don't really care. I hate Chicago. Sarah told me that she only needed space to think things out. Then she met some guy named Tony. Guess where they live now? I hear the food is great. I hear the summer shore is nice. It's beautiful at Christmas. There's three more reasons why I hate Chicago. From their WGN station to their 7 feet of snow. The rock band in the 80s to the Oprah Winfrey show. I hate Chicago. Of a small town. And then she told me that she only needed space to think things out. Then she met some guy named Tony. Guess where they live now? That's right. I hate Chicago.
And we are back. My name is Serena Mary Schutz.
And my name is Serena Alexia Kyle.
And you are listening to us on WRAQ 92.7 LP Angelica Community Radio, WRAQ.org, Angelica, New York. And not that other place, but you are listening to us on clearingthestatic.blogspot.com, excuse me. So now I'm here to tell you we only have one more round. And for that one more round is going to be Jump Up Superstar, for which is from one of my favorite games, Super Mario Odyssey. Great game. And I've even explained like the plot to the radio kid and kind of what I was doing. And this is kind of like the flagship song for that. What would you say about that game, of what you saw of it?
It's definitely a very crazy game. There are a lot of crazy kingdoms to explore, and somebody needs to give Bowser a poison apple because it just gets under your skin, and you know, no.
Like a bad microchip.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, what are we playing after
Joe Cocker, with a little help from my friends.
Okay, yes, the theme song to the TV show Wonder Years, a show that the woman abilities office at college used to talk about all the time. Never got to see the show until recently and figured out, oh my God, I can't stand this show.
And so that being said, 2g1nradio@gmail.com, 2-letter G, 1-letter N, R-A-D-I-O at gmail.com. Question.
Question. Which accents do you enjoy listening to when people speak?
And we have an announcement.
Yes. Next week we're doing a special Christian radio show. It was something that unintentionally came about.
Same thing with the dedication show, if you think about it.
What?
The dedication show kind of unintentionally came about.
Yeah, it kind of did.
And speaking of accents, hello, Lori, and hello, Nikki. Nikki doesn't really have an accent, but Lori.
No, he doesn't, but Lori does, yes.
And so that being said, enjoy.
Here we go, off the rails. Don't you know it's time to raise our sails? It's freedom like you never knew. Don't need bags or a pass. Say the word, I'll be there in a flash. You could say my hat is off to you. Oh, we can zoom all the way to the moon from this great wide wacky world. Jump with me, grab coins with me, oh yeah. It's time to jump up in the air. Jump up, don't be scared. Jump up and your cares will soar away. And if the dark clouds start to swirl, don't feel a jet of tears, 'cause I'll be your one-up girl. So let's all jump up super high, high up in the sky. There's no power up like dancing. You know that you're my superstar. No one else can take me this far. I'm flipping the switch. Get ready for the song. Let's do the Odyssey.
Odyssey, yes, see. Odyssey.
The wheel, take a chance. Every journey starts a new romance. A new world's calling out to you. Take a turn off the path. Find a new addition to the cast. You know that any captain needs a crew. Take it in stride as you move side to side. They're just different points of view. Jump with me, grab coins with me, oh yeah. Come on and jump up in the air. Jump without a care. Jump up 'cause you know that I'll be there. And if you find you're short on joy, don't fret, just don't forget that you're still a one-up boy. So go on, straighten up your cap. Let your toes begin to tap. This rhythm is a power show. Don't forget you're the superstar. No one else could make it this far. But go through that stash. Now you've got panache. Oh, let's do the Odyssey. It's time to jump up in the air. Jump up, don't be scared. Jump up and your cares will soar away. And if the dark clouds start to swirl, don't fear to shed a tear, 'cause I'll be your one-up girl. Now listen, all you boys and girls all around the world, don't be afraid to get up and move. You know that we're all superstars. We're the ones who made it this far. Put a smile on that face. There's no doubt.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you know?
This is the end of the show. This has been Two Girls, One Name. I have been Serena Mary Schutz.
I am Serena Alexia Kyle.
I said have been.
Oh, has been, yes. I'm sorry. I was still in going in and out of character mode.
But that's something for off the mic.
Right.
So that being said, this has been Two Girls, One Name. You have been listening to it on WRAQ 92.7 LP Angelica Community Radio. Clearingthestatic.blogspot.com, but not that other place.
Right, Jake.
And I've been meaning to get over to the big red button, so that's an error on me. I just haven't had the time to really do anything with that.
Yeah.
So that being said, there's really not much to say here when you're talking about, you know, the end of the show and things like that. I'm still kind of in character mode too, but I also have to get ready for work. I just got a new job, as you could guess by the other song there, and you just heard Joe Cocker with little help from my friends by the Wonder Years and Jump Up Superstar from Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is kind of a theme song there.
Yes. And again, this has been Two Girls, One Name. Now, we should run through some of our usual things before we get on out of here. Firstly, certain people should not be listening to this show, mostly talent agents. And, let's see. We should say hello to some people who are listening or who should be listening. Hello, Nikki.
Hello, Lori.
Hello, Lori. Anyone else?
And thanks, Don.
Hey, yes. Thank you, Don, for letting us broadcast. 2G1NRadio@gmail.com. 2G1NRADIO@gmail.com. And our question, actually, we have two questions for you. One, is it okay or is it better to be cruel to be kind? Like, is that a thing? And secondly, what accent, when people speak, do you find appealing or pleasant to listen to? You can send us in your answers again, 2G1NRadio@gmail.com. Now, next week is a special show. Saffron, take it.
So next week, we ended up compiling a list of Christian music. I'm not going to say it's the first time we've had a format because our Christmas shows kind of were that.
Right.
So we happened to create a thing of Christian shows.
Yeah, it just so happened to go in that direction.
I was actually gonna ruin it at the end with a bad rap song, but I had a heart and I decided against it.
Okay, gotcha.
And so, yeah. And so that being said, I really don't know what else to say here.
Yeah, I think we've gone through all the announcements and things like that.
We do have another Kalen show coming up. That's going to be episode 63, so keep an eye out for that one.
Yes, absolutely.
That being said, this has been Two Girls, One Name. That's what 2G1N stands for. And that name is...